Our next speaker is Joan Borsa, an independent curator, critic, and art history lecturer who has lived in various Canadian communities and in each situation has engaged directly with that community in her practice. Joan Borsa.
Thank you. Now, how close does one have to get to this? Can you hear me? Thank you for coming this morning. It's always nice to have an audience if you're sitting on a panel. And I would like to thank the organizers for, first of all, the immense work that has gone into this event, for inviting me. I think that it's always important to articulate that it's a privilege to be in the position of a speaker. And particularly, I think, given the cultural geography that we deal with in this country, that events of this nature are really crucial in developing or building a sense of cultural climate and community, and facilitating our ongoing need to encounter each other and to actually understand the amazing amount of difference that exists within what we call Canada. And I think that in many ways these are issues that were important to Judith Mazdai. I would also like to acknowledge the amount of energy and insight that my colleagues that have already presented have offered, and the audience for, I guess, their overwhelming patience, or perhaps tolerance. And I'm hoping that soon you're going to feel that you have your opportunity. I think that over the past 2 days, I have heard over and over again the way that individuals do make a difference. I think that we first heard this in particular about Judith and many people that have benefited one way or another from either dialogue or sort of a form of activism that she practiced. And if, in fact, individuals, their practices and their projects do make a difference and in some way impact upon art institutions, then it is with great optimism that I offer you my comments. I want to emphasize that I do sit on this panel through the lens of an independent curator, and perhaps that independent curator part will become more articulated in the comments that I make. Because I feel that it is very important that we distinguish between the kinds of museums or art museums or venues that we have in mind when we are talking about any of the activity that we have been talking about over the last few days. In fact, in the title of the conference, Museums After Modernism, Strategies of Engagement, I'd like to tip the balance. I'd like to hold up the strategies of engagement as my number one, and the museums after modernism is the sort of number two position. And if I was to retitle the conference now, I'd probably say Strategies of Engagement, the Contemporary Art Museum and Beyond. I mention this because I really do believe that we have heard over the past 2 days and that many of us that are involved in art and cultural production continually struggle with the notion of the site and the location where we occupy and where we present our work. Also, where we encounter art, I think, makes a huge difference. So I want to hold that in clear view because I think there's very different investments associated with different locations, venues for presenting contemporary art. So within the mix of venues for seeing or experiencing or encountering or producing art, I would say that the art museum is but one possibility. The artist-run center system, for example, in this country, has contributed as much, if not more, to the development of curatorial practice, exhibitions, our understanding of contemporary art. I'm very interested in how we have now moved beyond, I think, in a Canadian context, beyond the independent curator and beyond the artist-run system. So I think that we have many afters that we need to be considering when we're talking about where it is that we are positioning projects of contemporary art. Now, over the past 2 days, some of the challenges that have been associated with this distinction between the type of museum or gallery where things are staged also go into the sort of notion of the type of audience that we are engaging in these strategies. I would also like to add that there is a great deal of distinction in the types of curators that are functioning in the field. And the different kinds of practices and activities and investments that they would carry or bring with them. So we know about, you know, the obvious one, which is the institutional curator, but within that institutional formation or the institutional curator, I think we really have to distinguish between the historical and the contemporary, the one that's working with collections, the one that is working perhaps with more feminist or gender issues, et cetera, et cetera. But then we get outside of the museum, and the types of curators, whether we call them guest curators or independent curators or artist curators, there's many new emerging types of curators and the kinds of practices that they are bringing forward. So I find that as a curator and as an independent curator who's currently doing a lot of research on trying to dig at the shifting terms and forms of contemporary curatorial practice, that a book like this, which is basically an anthology curating in the 21st century, which is the result of a conference that happened in England about 2 years ago, that we're starting to see more of those books within the literature on museums and exhibitions. But from my position, I don't think that we're seeing enough yet. I don't think we're seeing the diversity that exists. And so I am constantly wanting to kind of unpack how curatorial practice has become in some way owned by the museum and in some way too closely associated with the museum. And I feel that the art museum frequently takes way too much credit for the kinds of things that happen there. Now, part of this, I think, is something around the notion, I heard some language around notion of intervention, and that people were invited into larger art museums or galleries to do an intervention. And I have difficulty with understanding how we've gone from the position of people having independent positions to being sponsored to have those within an institution that really doesn't carry on much of that independent position. So I think that within that we see a great deal of a sort of notion of the critical reception coming into play as well, which takes me into this zone of the audiences. And what I heard from a number of people yesterday in particular in the presentations was this notion of the constituencies for contemporary art or for the exhibitions. And frequently, there were at least three examples where local artists or the community of local artists in some way responded quite vociferously, were annoyed with a particular project. And it seemed to me that that was true of Shuptha Bisma in her description of the project. Sorry. And Sunil Gupta and also Kitty Scott. And what I found interesting was that in each case, it involved the Vancouver community. And so what one would then have to ask is in that particular response where there's a local community of artists that one way or another are suggesting some kind of problematic, whether it's really always the local artists that are the ones that are not quite understanding the project, or in fact if this is a symptomatic of something much larger that might be going on within the Vancouver art community itself or with the Vancouver Art Gallery, et cetera, et cetera. So my kind of, one of the things that I heard a great deal is that while we're wanting to engage with audiences in different ways, when things get a bit more hot and heated, I don't think any of us are very sort of adept at knowing where to go with these kinds of debates and where the real sort of exchange between us happens. I think that we saw quite a different kind of example or method in the Spring Hurlbut project, where in her invitation to be at a particular museum, she needed to renegotiate something that in the end I think did take on the quality of an intervention within a museum, but I think it functions as quite a different example of how intervention can work within an institution. And in that, I see that there, Spring talked about this, but I see that it functions as an exchange where, and I think Warren has mentioned this, where this cannot become a kind of situation of antagonisms or confrontation where there's a kind of anti-museum mentality that starts to exist. I think that we have to constantly challenge our practices both inside the institution and those of us that occupy the outside positions to find ways of actually negotiating our difference. And how we do that, I'm not sure, but I certainly know that there are many examples of where that could have worked better and that many of us have experienced that directly. Now, just as a kind of an aside that would help perhaps direct where I see some of this going, I think that one project, it of course wasn't part of the official presentations, but to me speaks of these same issues, is a project that the artist curator Henry Tsung did in Vancouver, where as a member of both the contemporary art community and the Chinese cultural community, as a Canadian Chinese hyphenated artist, where he staged what would be contemporary art projects within the Chinese Cultural Center in Vancouver. And what he was doing in that situation was trying to find ways of negotiating traditional and contemporary cultural values in a way that he was very deeply implicated in both units. And he did two projects. The first one, he then went on to do quite a bit of self-analysis and writing about what worked and what didn't work and why. So rather than leave it for the audience to decide only, or for someone, whoever that is, that's then going to tell us something more about the critical reception of our project, he actually added that layer to his own work. And in his subsequent project, which he also staged, at the same with the same organization, he then said that part of what he learned was that he was a guest as a guest curator, and the guests have obligations as well. And I think that one of the things that Henry Tsung's project also speaks of is that relationship between specialized art audiences and non-art contexts or non-art audiences. And if we are seriously thinking about the way that we're going to develop, extend from the existing audiences into potential audiences, I think that we sometimes still have a mentality of parachuting projects into locations and expecting that that in itself is enough, that that is adequate. And what I'm looking for are some examples in the way that we've already talked in some of the presentations about notions of participation. I'm sort of looking for more examples of how we actually are enacting, whether they're working or not, because I think it's always very difficult and complicated, but at least I'm trying to look for indications of where that sort of gesture of the guest which could be the artist, could be the curator, is in some way interested in a kind of reciprocity. I want to mention that I keep coming back, I keep on recalling something that Terry Atkinson said, which was a comment about the object, the art object, and that as a producer, an artist, he said that he wonders if the slides are enough at some point, that that perhaps there's a marketable value to the object or to the work that he made, but perhaps the work itself at some point isn't as vital to what it is that he's interested in. And this leads me to remember or to challenge myself as a curator that if in fact artists have moved away from a traditional relationship to the art object and to traditional methods of production, to traditional mediums, then how are curators and museums following in their footsteps? Where have we picked up on those challenges? I remember Kim and Lisa mentioning in some way that many museums and art galleries seem to be more equipped to show certain types of work, perhaps paintings and sculpture. And I also seem to hear in the building of new museums that we're still working perhaps too much with that model. So I'm thinking more within a sort of framework of what's not only after modernism, but what's post-institutional. And in the research that I'm currently doing, I'm really playing with this. Not that I think we're always capable of being post-institutional or that post has any kind of huge significance or relevance, but that for me it's a useful way at this moment to free myself a little bit, to disentangle myself a little bit from all that has already happened around museum history and practice. And as a curator, because I feel subsumed frequently within the history of museums, and I look for evidence like this that my practice is valued and that it is seen as work and labor, that I keep on coming back to the notion of a post-institutional framework and around art and around curatorial practice in particular. And what I mean by that is not that projects have to happen outside of that place always, but that the way that we have developed our methods and models and the kind of standardization of practices that we have really, a lot of us, become very institutionalized, including independent curators. And so I'm interested through this notion of the post-institutional in considering how we have opened up spaces, other spaces for presenting art. And I just have one last point, and that is that I think it was David Rothby that talked about the fact that we maybe need to start to be a bit less elegant with some of the methods of presentation. And in this non-precious attitude, perhaps, this sort of allows some of the things that I have thought about that James Clifford has said, where he feels that the organizing principles of museums, of exhibitions to me are, again, just merely one way of working with contemporary art, and curatorial practice, that the organizing principles perhaps have to be accounted for, so that rather than this consumption production model, which I think we have sort of become very preoccupied with, where we produce these really beautiful aestheticized objects of within the exhibition itself, that we maybe start to find ways within this locating of things in different places and working with audiences differently, that we start to open up something that in fact shows the process of participation and the process of production. And the last thing is that Bruce Ferguson, in an article in Thinking About Practices several years ago, challenged us to think about why it is that given the heterogeneity of contemporary art practice, so many curators and so many art institutions were stuck in what he called a monolithic kind of homogenizing of practices and exhibitions and formats of presentation. So I would throw into Bruce Ferguson's challenge the need to consider the heterogeneity of audiences and the heterogeneity of sites where art might be presented. Thank you.
Thank you, Joan, very much. I'm not quite sure that I'm sitting here representing a post-institutional position, but I'm glad to be here.